Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be taking part in a nationwide EAS test at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. All broadcasters around the country are doing this, and that is the Emergency Alert System. And while we have Matt Zika here from the National Weather Service, those type of announcements that usually come across on the EAS are weather announcements. And tell us how this kind of all works together in terms of getting the word out about severe weather.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, there will be that test tomorrow afternoon. I think for most folks, it'll be relatively transparent. They will hear the beeping sound on the radio followed by, oh, this is a test. Mm-hmm. But the amazing thing or the interesting thing about this particular test is it's going to be done from a national scale. So it's essentially going to come down from the top and then pass down through the states all the way down to the local level. Typically, most of the emergency alert activations here in the UP are locally generated or essentially weather related, where the National Weather Service will issue a severe weather warning, whether it be a blizzard warning or in the summertime thunderstorm warnings, and they're disseminated via like NOAA weather radio, which then are inputted directly into the emergency alert system channels or emergency alert system boxes at all the broadcast stations. And so that's kind of how, you know, most people think that, oh, well, it's always the weather controlling the emergency alert system. Well, it just happens that most of the activations are weather related. But the emergency alert system was designed for all types of emergencies, you know, not just weather ones, non-weather related emergency messages.
Well, the original thought, if I remember correctly, was civil defense.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Way back.
With EBS, the emergency broadcast system, that was designed during the Cold War.
Yes, it was. So, it's been around for a long time, but we've never really had instances, fortunately, where we've had to trigger it at a national level and get messages out.
Now, you talk about local level and weather announcements, and you touched on it that a weather radio is something that is a bit different than the standard traditional radio. We've talked about it many times here with you, but remind folks about a weather radio and why it's important to have one at all seasons.
Weather radios, they're really useful, even up here in Upper Michigan, because, we do have active weather. We may not be worrying about some of the really bad things that happen in other parts of the country, but they're really useful. And it's kind of fitting. We're just about to head into hunting season now. People are going to be away at camp, and you take a portable weather radio with you and want to know what the weather's going to be, or if we're going to have another big winter storm during the time when they're out at camp. They have easy access to that. And the weather radios, they'll alert, if in the middle of the night, if there's a big storm coming, it can audibly activate and send an alarm off and let you know something significant is going to happen and let people know that.
And the coverage area for this has gotten significantly better.
Absolutely. Now in the UP, we have nearly 100% coverage across the whole all of the UP with weather radio coverage. So anybody can go out and buy a receiver and set it to just let them know that the warnings that are affecting their local area will trigger their radio and let them know hazards are on the way.
Well, you mentioned they're great at camp. They're also great camping. They're great on the water.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're out on the big water and you kind of see
something. Although tomorrow is probably not the day to be out on the lake.
No.
It's kind of, the anniversary of the Edmund Fitz actually is coming up this, I think, Thursday.
Thursday.
So,
well, it's interesting now. This test will probably activate weather radios then, wouldn't it? Probably would.
Actually, in this particular test, this time around, the weather radio will not be included in this one.
Yeah, it's just us.
Yes, but it's just meant to be for all the broadcast stations. Just to make sure that the pipeline is working from Washington, D.C. all the way down through the state and local level. But I would imagine future tests, we will be incorporated in it. So, anybody who's listening to weather radio, say today, typically we do a test on Wednesday to let people make sure their weather radios are working correctly. Well, we moved that test actually to today around 11 o'clock, just so we're not causing any confusion by us doing our weekly test on weather radio.
And with winter storms possibly rolling in midweek, be ready. That's the thrust of your being here. Scraper in the car, sandbags in the back of the pickup truck, what have you. Just the typical common sense. People need to be ready for it.
Absolutely. And it's kind of foolish to think I'm on here telling people to get ready for winter just because we live in the UP, but I've seen enough instances already this this fall where I don't think people are ready. And we were definitely lulled into the idea that not much has happened yet. And
get it ready. Get your vehicle ready. Get your house ready. Get yourself mentally prepared because here it comes. Matt, always good to see you, my friend.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Matt Zika joining us here with the National Weather Service.